Blog Talk Radio.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
December 21st, 2017. We haven't done this in a while, man. But first, without further ado, please welcome co-host, the Pit Bull Advocate, Joe Frazier, Love a Pit Rescue up at Oregon Way. Joe, welcome back, man.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Oh, man, we haven't done this. How long has it been? We haven't done this in, man, it's shameful. It's almost shameful how long
it's been a while.
Do it. Several months, we'll say. We are the Pit Bull Advocate, and we are all things Pit Bull. You know, we do it all here. Advocates, welcome back. And I promise, Joe, with me, we're going to do this consistently through the new year. We may not have the day of the week down pat as far as, you know, a solid day out of the week. But we are going to do this at least once a week in the coming new year and, you know, and anywhere in between before the new year, just to play catch up, because there's so much going on in the world of Pit Bull and Pit Bull advocacy. And I've been out of loop for quite some time, and it's we need to keep up. We need to be here for you, and we want you to call us with your comments, questions, whatever's on your mind regarding what's going on out there with the, you know, these breed bans and breed-specific legislation. Bans have fallen, yes, but there have been other things going on where these cities, municipalities, and counties and states are trying to do these state bans. Bullshit. You know, and we're here to stick together and stand up for you. And, you know, we just want to keep this going and, you know, be more present and prevalent and relevant in the world of Pit Bull advocacy, because that's what we do. We haven't been doing the show, see, 12, 30, 40, 50, 60. You know, in a total, I think the show has been around, what, 4 or 5 years now, Joe?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and you know, like I said, we haven't been as consistent as we should be on this, and I apologize for that. But we promise to you that we're going to be a little more active in this world. Hey, you're out there listening. Hey, you know, I know, Joe, you had mentioned that you had a problem with the chat page loading, and I'm having the same issue here. So unfortunately, tonight, advocates, we're not going to be dealing with the chat, because if we go in there and try and do this and that, and then you got to reboot your system, and that's just not going to work. So, welcome back to the Pit Bull Advocate. We have a new number, Joe. We have a new number, 516-418-5728. 516-418-5728. That is the Pit Bull Advocate online radio. And Joe, I mean, you've been busy out there in your world with Love Pit Rescue. I know you've been going through a lot of things there. You've been going through a lot of changes. What's going on there? Let's kick it off with that. You know, what's been going on with you and your crew out there at Love Pit?
Oh wow, where to start? I mean, everywhere from having some communication mix up and ending up with 15 dogs instead of staying at our 10 dog count, and finding homes to being full-blown 501c3 rescue now and registered with the Department of Justice.
So you've gotten that all tightened up. You're officially 501c3.
Yeah, we've been 501c3 for almost 2 years now. And then we went down to California and picked up a senior rescue dog down there that was going to be euthanized in a shelter. And that turned around with an investigation, which had OHS come out. So we had to jump through OHS's hoops, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, we're in the clear of that now. Done in the past.
Yeah. Well, what was your reasoning behind that investigation?
What had happened was the organization that had pulled the dog for us down in California, one of the people they pulled for, two of the dogs that they pulled got into a fight. And the fight resulted in injury bad enough that the owner of the two dogs separating them had to call 911. So with that being said, L.A. County came in and took dogs. Now, overall, I mean, what it boils down to is it became one big witch hunt. We all know that counties run off of fines and donations and et cetera to keep their shelters going. So they didn't fine her for being over dogs. They didn't fine her for the fight. And they didn't charge her for the time that they were in the shelter while she was in the hospital, which means it's a witch hunt. They're trying to pull the dogs back. So now they've asked for records from the rescue that it happened and has been going around to where all dogs are and checking on the dogs. And if they can't find a reason to pull the dogs, they make the organizations that have the dogs pay for it with other things. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm not upset with the organization. They did justice and right by us and everything. It's just one of those bureaucratic things.
A lot of bureaucratic BS.
Yep.
Seems to be the case they gotta do what they do, you know. Everything's been cleared up with that, and you got a green light and everything is cool.
We have a re-inspect that's still coming, but I mean, it was just, well, you know, when we did the remodel, we found the rotted floors. You know, we took care of the rotted floors, and we hadn't had any money to put flooring down. So, you know, our issues that they had with us was like putting down flooring so it was able to be cleaned easily and keep germs and disease down, that kind of stuff. There was no problem with how our dogs were being taken care of or any of that. It was just facility upgrades. So it cost us money. It's nothing we're worried about by any means. They were perfectly happy with how our dogs were being cared for.
Oh, good. Of course, I wouldn't believe they could actually find anything wrong with what you're doing there as far as the care of your dogs.
Yeah, no, you know, we try to make it as much of a home environment here and less of a shelter environment as much as possible. You know, they came out, they looked at all of our dogs. They said they looked good physically. They all seemed happy, you know, so it had nothing to do with that. Like I said, it just came down to they couldn't find a reason to pull the dog that we went down and got, so they had to make us pay in other ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you got through that. Really glad you got through that. It's never an easy thing, you know, doing this, the rescue and that, you know, but, you know, like I say, as long as your dogs are cared for and you're doing right by the dogs, and that's always good. And I agree with you, you know, having that, you know, that home feel with the way you keep your dogs. It's great for the socialization with the humans and the other dogs. It's always more beneficial, I think, makes your dogs easier, more easily adoptable because they've had that extra socialization. throughout their stay with you. And congrats to you, and thank you, Joe, for everything that you're doing with Love of Pit Rescue. And thanks to everybody else who is you know, standing by and doing the same. You know, it's tough. You know, I did this in California for a bit, and you know, foster dogs for other organizations through Scrap. And I had five at one time, and you know, I had five great dogs. Two were mine, three were fosters, and you know, every one of these dogs, you know, well socialized and well behaved, and you know, doing great in the pack environment. You know, people would ask me, go, you know, you're walking down the street with five fucking pit bulls. And they go, hey, how do you do that? How do you do that? I said, and I give credit to my dogs. That's just the way I did it. It's just like, it's them. It's them. You know, I don't want to downplay my part in it, but I want to blow that up either. But, you know, I was fortunate enough to have, five dogs that were so well adjusted, and they all got along great, and they didn't yank my arm off whenever time we went down to a walk, except for the late great Ms. Bean. She was a puller. I gave her the extra bit of lead because she always had to be the lead dog, and I gave her that. You know, she wanted to run out in the front there, you know, and kind of lead everybody on. You know, I think, you know, I could probably let the leashes down, and all I would have to do is give a command to Bean, and everybody else would just follow her. It was great, and you know, I really miss that. We haven't got the room for that here where we're at. But you know, the dog mother and I, we've talked about building a little kennel down there. We wanted to start a boarding kennel and also have the ability to have the space where we could assist our local shelter here. And you know, maybe if they didn't have the room, we could take in a dog or two. Especially the pit bull type dogs, you know, it's just, there's just, you know, I love dogs. I love animals, but you know how it is, and advocates, you know how it is. It's the pit bull that just latches onto your heart, and, you know, you just, you know, they're just great dogs, man. I don't need to tell anybody that, you know. But,
yeah,
you know, hey, we're back, Joe. We're back on the air, you know, and that's really cool. And you know, if you're tuning in, we got about another 17 minutes on the clock. And you know, here's the thing, Joe. I don't know if you've been back in and looked at some of the things. I had to delete every single one of our past shows because they're gonna ding you. If you have more than 30 hours of 30 hours of shows archived, you can't do anymore until you delete those shows. Unless you pay $12 a month, which is $120 a year, or $120 a year for our 30-minute shows, but that will bring us up so we can do shows in the prime time, so we can bump our shows up to 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night if we wanted to, instead of being so late here. It's 9:15 here in Arizona, and Joe is for 8:15 out there in on the West Coast up in Oregon. So we can bump our times up. That's great, but I don't have $120 to pull out of my backside to pay for the show right now. So if you or, hey, anybody out there knows, it's a really small investment, advocates. I don't know if we do a GoFundMe or if we put something out there to somebody who might want to sponsor us for $120 a year. That's for radio. That's just dirt cheap. That's just dirt cheap.
So premium is $120 now?
Well, that's the light side. That's about the cheapest we can get away with.
Wow.
You know, that's about the cheapest we can get away with. And that's for a year, that's I guess it's not that bad. But, you know, right now, you know, this year, maybe with the coming new year, I can take care of that. But hey, if anybody out there knows of anybody, maybe we can put it out there. If you want to sponsor us for $120 a year, you know, hey, I'd say it's a great investment, because I think, you know, with this coming new year and everything that's been going on in the past year, some municipalities and towns and cities and counties and states, they've stricken down their breed specific laws. Others have begun enacting them, and we all know the truth. We all know the truth. And it's a knee-jerk reaction to something, and you got politicians that know absolutely nothing about animal behavior. They feed into what was it? Dogbites.org. Who is that?
Yeah, Dogbites.org.
You know, and they do this, and their whole thing is just how can anybody spend so much time on something so negative, and then there are these people that just, they go, they're just looking for that dirt. They're looking for that dirt, and they find that one thing, and they grab on it, and they go with it without any other type of research or anything. And what was research? I mean research. I don't mean just go to Google and type in pit bull bites, pit bull attacks. If you want to do a true research, you're going to hit multiple sources, and you know, and make sure, because when I go out, I'm reading absolutely everything that I possibly can before I make any sort of decision on what's going on there in this world. But when it comes to the pit type dog, what's that?
When I started doing research on pit bulls, when I got my first one, I put in American Pit Bull Terrier history. And read back on the bloodlines and where these dogs come from. You really want to learn this breed, that's where it's at. I mean, you know, really define your Google search.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I mean, everybody's so stuck on this fighting. Oh, the pit bull, they're a fighting dog, and that's all they're good for. Bullshit. I know it. You know it. Advocates, you know it. Hey, give us a call. We got 12 minutes. 516-418-5728. 516-418-5728. That's a new number, Joe. I mean, I used to say 347-838-8615. I remember that. now they gave us a new number. But, Joe, you know, and I know, I mean, these dogs are America's, you know, these are America's working dogs. This is one of the first working dogs. These dogs were vermin hunters. That's the terrier in them. Herding and guarding of livestock. Freighting. Hauling loads on the docks. These dogs can do anything any other dog can do, and they'll do it better. Why? Because they are the most diverse breed of dog. When I say breed, I'm going to just say American Pit Bull Terrier. You know, or if you want to say Pit Bull, Staffordshire, you know, American Staffordshire, Staffordshire Bull Terrier, they are the most diverse breeds of dogs that there are everywhere. And you have German Shepherds and Doberman Pinschers, you know, and virtually any other type of breed of dog, and they're all pretty much, you know, you look at the standard, you know, weight, height, this and that. But the diversity, you know, between even, you know, the bulkier and there some more terrier, there, you know, we could just go on about this. You know, I wish we had more time, you know, down to 10 minutes, 45 seconds, but, you know, that's what we're here for. Dispel the myths, encourage people to stand up and don't just sit on your hands and go, they hate, you know, they're coming after my dog and this and that. The one of the first things that I did after I got bean so many years ago, they were trying to, you know, pass, California wanted to do a breed ban, but fortunately, thank you, California, and the state constitution was written that, you know, there, you know, the inability to place a ban on any breed or type of dog. Now, that didn't stop them from wanting to pass from passing any other type of breed-specific laws. So they got away with allowing counties and towns and cities to enact mandatory spay and neuter laws, which you know and I know and advocates, you know, completely 100% unenforceable. How do you enforce a law like that? You don't. How many, you know, because a lot of people, they don't register their dogs. They don't license their dogs. So even if they did, there's no way to enforce the law. You really can't. You can't. It's impossible. But I went, I was going to city council meetings. I was going to board of supervisor meetings. I was writing letters. I was writing letters to the editor. We got some interviews. We got newspaper coverage. The law passed, of course, but unenforceable. Unlike even a breed ban, Joe. Look at Miami. Look at Miami-Dade. Look at Denver, Colorado. I seriously. And the thing is, it's like these dogs, unfortunately, are not going to get out and be walked and exercised. They're basically confined to the home because people are keeping them in hiding. Basically, you're just creating another criminal element, if that's another way you want to look at it. But, yeah. You know, these laws are just unenforceable. They're unenforceable. It's a knee-jerk reaction.
Well,
it's a war. It gives people a false sense of security.
I mean, that's just it. The BSL, it's like a gun ban or drug laws or anything else. You know, the ones that end up with these dogs or would end up with guns if there was a gun ban or continue to do the drugs, it's the ones that don't give a shit about the law. It's going to do it anyway. So, I mean, what are you really stopping?
Yeah.
Other than allowing good people that would treat the dogs right to own the breed.
Right. Right. Now, there's, you know, with this, I can't recall where the incident was, where apparently this sheriff had said that he had witnessed these dogs, which seen pictures of dogs. You can't tell. I mean, they're calling them pit bulls, and these dogs unfortunately have been euthanized without due process. And things like this is just the kind of crap that these people put forth, and some of it. I just stopped even commenting on this stuff because what good is it going to do to me to comment when someone's just going to call you, come back and call you names and this and that, and you want to keep a killer and this and that. I say, look, man, I raised two kids around five pit bulls. They've got their faces. They've got all their digits and all their extremities intact. And I've never had an issue with any of that. People say, "Oh, it's all in how you raise them." It's like, well, yeah, but I say environment.
Yeah, we say
you're giving,
that they reflect what they live, because most of our dogs had some kind of issue when they came in and are now just fine. So, and we didn't raise them from pups, obviously.
Yeah, these issues they're correctable in many, many cases. I would even go out and say, in most cases, some dogs it's just hardwired. Dogs, not pit bulls, dogs. A lot of it's hardwired. That's no fault of the dog. You can't take this single dog and then blame it on an entire breed or type of dog. It's just ridiculous. You know.
Well, especially when they can have mental deficiencies just the same as we can. That would be like putting down with somebody with, let's say, autism.
Yeah. You know, I've met people, and I know a guy that kept his dog. He's a nice guy, by the way. I'm not going to talk down to him, but he kept his dog in a chain. in his backyard. Dog has some aggressive tendencies. I said, well, how long is he left out there on that chain? He said, I'll leave him out there all day. I said, take him off the fucking chain. He said, what do you mean? I said, take him off the fucking chain, and when you're gone, leave him inside. And I said, that, you know, you leave a dog on that chain or that lead or whatever long enough, you know, that's all he knows. And, you know, and he brought him in and, you know, and started treating the dog like an actual member of the family, and the dog's aggression was subsiding. And now he's got this perfectly good dog. I said, don't leave him out the yard, man. I said, he's unhappy. I said, you're creating a problem here. I said, don't be part of the problem, man. You know, and this Oso was the dog's name. Big, beautiful, blue, American Pit Bull Terrier. And I said, and the first thing you want to do before you do that is go in and get him neutered. He said, well, I might want to breed him. I said, well, why would you want to do that? He said, I don't know. I thought I could make some money. I said, you ain't going to make no money. I said, you know, he don't give a shit. He's not going to miss him. It's not you or me where we're actually have this conscious thing about her fucking testicles. You know? Doctor, he doesn't care. Who cares? You care. You're the one who cares. He doesn't care. He's going to look down and know that something's going on there. But in the overall scheme of things, he's healthier. He's happier. You're reducing aggression, lessening his chances of cancer, and you have an overall healthier dog.
Yep.
But these are some of the things that we're going to be going into in the new year, of course, with the new laws. And, you know, we're going to be talking about rescue and rehabilitation. We're going to get we got trainers that are going to be coming on the show. We've got animal behaviorists. We've got, you know, all sorts of things that we want to do here in the new year. We can continue with this. And, Joe, it's really great to be back on the air.
Yeah, it sure is.
So I figure we can, we're going to pump this up. We're going to keep you posted. We're going to get something going here for next week. I've got some time off, so it's going to be a little bit easier for me to do this. I'm out on medical leave from my regular work for the next few weeks until after the new year. But, we're going to keep this going. And so please drop us a line at thepitbulladvocate@email.com. thepitbulladvocate@email.com. Not Gmail, email. And we've got a hotline, 707-225-0505. That's our hotline. You've got to call us up there and leave us a message if anything's going on out there in your world and your part of the country, part of the world, you know. This is the internet, man. We are worldwide, and we're just coming down to just about a minute and a half. Joe, is there anything you want to put in here before we blow doors out of this place?
No, I think we're good here at the moment.
All right. Well, you know, we're gonna, you know, big things, you know. You know, Doc might have been telling me, she's talked to you, hey, you know, you guys really got to do another show. You really got to start doing this show here. But I would really like that. You know, I think paying for the show now, $12 a month, $120 for the year, which really, that's not that bad. But I believe that's going to give us at least up to an hour show, and we can do a lot in an hour, you know, because sometimes these 30-minute shows, we get into it right about 30 minutes. So, and we're down to 30 seconds on the clock here, so... Joe, hey, thanks for being part of this, man. It's really great. Hey, you want to see if we get this overtime thing going here? Hang on a second here. Let's see if we can do an overtime show. It gives us about another 15 minutes. Let's see what happens. in the meantime,
never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
What happened here? Hey, we're in overtime. It looks like we got looks like we still got overtime. So instead of 30 minutes, I guess we technically kind of get 45 minutes. Bonus. I like that. But yeah, I don't know if we're gonna get any callers in that time. But you know, we didn't get any callers tonight. But hey, it's our first night back after quite a period of time. But like I say, Joe, man, it's really good to be back on the air.
Yeah, it sure is. And it's probably going to take a little time to get us built back up. But, you know, I really enjoy doing these, so I'm looking forward to shows again.
Yeah. It's always good. It's always good to get, you know, just keep everybody up to date and, you know, getting people's input and stuff on the show. So this will be archived. So if you're listening to it in the archives, drop us a line, thepitbulladvocate@email.com. And, you know, we'll take your suggestions and this and that. And, you know, we're always taking your calls online. And we'll get that chat thing going here. Unfortunately, it's just not been. I can't. I don't want to bother getting that thing going while we're on the air. I was actually on.
Mine's still just spinning. It's not doing anything. I don't know if it's their end or our end or what.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a thing that says I need to upgrade my flash player, and so you know, I just leave that up. And then do that. I've actually got a new operating system on this one, Joe. It's I had issues with my Windows, which was already outdated. So right now I'm running Ubuntu, which is Linux, and there's not a lot of stuff available for it out there. But I can do this. We can, you know, and other things. As long as it gets me on the internet and gets us on the air, then I'm really good to go on that. So, you know, this has been doing pretty good for us so far. I've had this just a couple of months now. So it's doing good, man. I'm okay with it.
So what were you running before that?
Windows 7. It was 7 or Vista. I think it was Vista, and in my opinion, Vista is garbage.
It is. I run a Windows 7, and I'm not having any issues other than it just doesn't want to load this chat.
Hmm. Yeah. So, there are quite a few changes going on here, I guess, at Blog Talk since we've been away. Are there a new number and this and that? And, the call-in number, I think, is the same. I haven't seen any issue with that. So, but yeah, it's we're doing all right. And again, I'm really looking forward to the new year, man. There's big things happening out there. There's always something happening out there. Is it right? Always something happening out there.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. No. Well, Joe, congratulations on that your 501c3, getting through all your jumping through your hoops and everything, and keeping everything tight and making sure that your dogs are safe. And hats off to you, my friend. You know, really much respect for what you do out there. And why don't you throw out your email and your contact information there for Love of Pitt. Hey, if y'all are looking for any great dogs to adopt this guy here, Joe, Love a Pit Rescue. And Tamara, how is she? First, how's Tamara doing?
She's doing pretty good.
All right. I mean, you guys, you're both you guys, you know, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and thanks again for all that you do out there. We need more folks like you who would dedicate and do what you got to do for these great dogs that we call Pit Bull, man. Thank you so much, both of you.
No problem. We really enjoy what we do.
That is a key, my friend. I only, you know, one day, Joe, the dog mother and I, we will do this. We get our kennel built, and we will do this, and we'll be just as active in this world as you. It's tough. It's a tough, tough job. But like you say, you enjoy what you do, and there's no other reason to do it than doing what you love, you know, and it ain't nobody going to get rich. There ain't no glory.
Nope, for sure.
You know, but we're going to make sure that you get the credit and people like you get the credit and the glory, because this is a tough job. And Mary Quinn with All Aboard out in California, we got Miley back. Miley was one of my fosters through Mary's organization, and she came back to us about 3 years ago. And let me tell you, man, I did not realize how I did step girl. And she is back with me now. And she is amazing. She's 8 years old. And we've got Shavaya, the big guy, the big boy, right? He is he's 12 years old. He's got a little issues with the knees, but we're going to be going with some CBD oils and tinctures and rub those on his knees. It's made from hemp. It's not a cannabis.
Yep.
It's all from hemp. It's CBD, pain relieving, and we're going to be working with him on that. And that's another thing we're going to get on here is some of these holistic remedies to treat our dogs with these ailments instead of having to go for these painkillers, these pills, these prescriptions. And I'll tell you, Joe, I'm on three different types of medications right now with my shoulder and my back. Hydrocodone, ibuprofen, the big fucking pills, and tanazine or something like that, a muscle relaxer. And I'll tell you, I'm going to be straight. Advocates, cannabis, this is a human treatment, of course, is the only thing that keeps me sane and keeps me relative, that's not going to make me sick. And these pills that these doctors have me on, they make me sick. I don't sleep well. And with something like cannabis, even if I just went with the CBD, I would find so much more relief than these pharmaceuticals. So holistic vets are another type of guest that we'd like to get on. And if you want to be a guest here on the Pit Bull Advocate, we have 6 minutes left on our overtime here. If you want to be a guest, or you know anybody that wants to be a guest, please drop us a line. ThePitBullAdvocate@email.com. ThePitBullAdvocate@email.com. Or give us a call on our hotline. This way you leave a message there, 707-225-0505. We got a few minutes left. Why don't you call us now? 516-418-5728. Joe, have you actually tried anything in the holistic realm, even outside the hemp CBDs, or is there anything that you're using with any dogs that might require any sort of needs in that realm as far as pain relief or anxiety or anything like that?
I haven't really with pain relief or anxiety. We use natural as much as possible. One of the big ones that we fall back on a natural cure or remedy is Earth Bath Hot Spot and Itch Relief Spray. It's made with tea tree oil, chamomile, vitamin A, vitamin E, and it works great for clearing up skin issues or sores or and keeping them from digging at themselves to make more. It works really well here.
Yeah. There's a lot of that out there, you know, these, you know, natural remedies, you know, they're out there for a reason, and there's no real profit in these things. You know, I think the people that are putting out these things like your tea tree oils and these other sorts of ointments and tinctures and skin conditionings and whether it's applied externally or internally, they're better for, it's better for us, it's better for them. I think it's probably less expensive than having to rely on these things that we're getting from the veterinarians. Not to see anything negative about the veterinarian thing, because we've been there, and there are some things that you know we need them for. But these medications and stuff, it's just, when I had Pope, are you familiar with Pope? Were you involved with PBA when I had Pope? I'm not sure if I was even doing the show then.
I'm not sure. That name doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes left on the clock, Advocates. Pope was my American Bulldog pit bull mix. And I had adopted him many years ago. He came to me. He had he had injuries. He had... I believe it was his left ear had been bitten so badly and torn they actually had to take part of the ear off, and he got attacked again, and his other ear was, he had never seen a vet for it, so there's a tear in his ear and this and that, and their thing was, our St. Bernard attacked him, so I took him on, and just a few days after I had gotten him, can make this really quick here, he had gone into an epileptic seizure, and he had 4 seizures in that time. We call them cluster seizures. They were violent, violent, very violent seizures. And if I had known, and he was on phenobarbital and potassium bromide, and the phenobarbital, and these are the same medications that we'll give to a human with epilepsy.
Right.
Now, if I had known then what I know now with CBDs, could have done for him at that time and relieving the symptoms of these seizures and at least preventing or slowing down these seizures, I would still have that dog today. And this is one thing, and because these medications just took him out, you know, this dog was just so wasted all the time. And
right.
If I'd known then what I know now, but you know, so there, you know, I'd love to get somebody on there and on this show and continue with this. So, you know, there's a lot of things, like the holistic things. It's not, we're not just talking CBDs, Advocates. You know, we're talking about a lot of these things, like Joe mentioned, with the tea tree oils and everything to help treat skin issues. And they're terriers. And my experience with the terriers, even with my Schnauzer back in the 80s, you know, and early 90s, their skin issues are fairly common with them.
And tea tree oil and coconut oil are both really good at treating the skin conditions. We use both here.
Yeah. So that's another topic that we can come up on. And you and Joe, you and of course, you know, bring in more of your experience with that and some of the things that you're using. So, but again, we're down to the final few minutes here. Thanks again if you're tuning in. We really appreciate it. A little late on the calls, but we do have a call-in number, and we really like to hear from you and have you call in. But again, this is kind of a last-minute show, so I don't think a lot of people are prepared. Joe, let's do this again. What day is today? Thursday?
Right. Yep.
Let's do another one in a couple of days here. Get past through Christmas, and you know, let everybody get back in there. You know, get through their holidays here and spend time with their families and get through the chaos that a lot of us go through here at this time of the year.
Sounds good.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening to us. And again, drop us a line. thepitbulladvocate@email.com, thepitbulladvocate@email.com. Let us know what you want to hear. Give us your questions, comments. And I am just